You ever notice how the lights out there? They don't stay in one place?
I thought lights were supposed to move. They're alive, aren't they? Like little bugs.
Bugs? That's one way to put it. Or ghosts, dancing on the edge of things. You ride this bus often?
Not often enough to know where it's going.
Funny thing that. We get on, don't ask too many questions. The bus could be headed anywhere, and we just sit here like it makes sense.
I don't think it's about where you're going. It's about what you bring with you.
What's in there?
Bread.
Just bread?
What else would it be?
Man, oh, lots of things can fit in a bag like that.
You're funny.
Am I? Or maybe I'm just trying to keep you distracted from what's really going on.
What's really going on?
You feel it, don't you? The way the bus shudders, like it's not just on the road, but in between something.
In between what?
Places. Times. People. Things.
Do you know where it's taking us?
I used to think I did, but now I just watch the lights.
The bugs?
Or the ghosts.
Do you think we'll ever get there?
Depends on where there is.
I don't think this apple tastes like an apple.
Maybe it isn't.
Then what is it?
It depends on who gave it to you.
I don't remember.
Of course you don't. Things like that don't leave fingerprints. Not the kind you can see, anyway.
It's funny. I thought I picked it up at a market. But the more I think about it, I don't remember being at a market.
Funny how memories work. Like little cracks in a mirror. You think you're looking at the whole picture, but it's all just splinters.
Do you think it's poisoned?
Poison is a funny word. Sometimes it kills you fast. Sometimes it just changes you.
You talk like you know something.
Man, I know this. Whoever gave you that apple wasn't looking to quench your thirst.
What's happening?
The bus is crossing over.
Crossing over to where?
Wherever the lights stop.
What? Are they?
They're the ones waiting for the ones like you.
Like me?
The ones who took the bite. End of the line. You're not the first. You won't be the last.
Please, tell me what's happening.
Don't worry. You'll figure it out.
I don't remember the market, but the apple found my hand smooth and cold as if plucked from somewhere darker than trees. I didn't question its weight, nor the faint hum beneath its skin. The man said it wasn't bread, but he didn't need to say it. I knew by the way the air thickened, when I held it, by the way my teeth hesitated. Before sinking in, what do you taste when the flavor isn't yours? It wasn't sweet, not bitter either. It was the taste of a door, cracked open, of footsteps behind you, on an empty street. The lights outside are watching now, and the road is slipping under me, like water pulled by some unseen current. He said the bus was crossing over. But to where? I don't think I'll know until I stop moving. Do the lights know my name? Do the shadows waiting on the curb and see the bite I've taken? The apple is theirs now, but its ghost stays in my mouth, lingering. Sweet, bitter. Why did you come back?
Man, didn't feel right to leave you sitting there. Not yet.
What do they want? The things outside?
You know, it reminds me of rewiring an old lamp. You ever try fixing something like that?
What?
A lamp. Or, hell, anything with wires. You crack it open and it's a mess in there. Tangled, frayed. You touch the wrong connection and you light yourself up like a Christmas tree.
Why are you talking about lamps?
Because that's what this is. All of it. Connections, circuits. Something's shorted and now they're here to fix it.
Fix what?
Whatever's broken. Could be you, could be the whole damn system. Doesn't really matter. They're the repair crew.
That doesn't make any sense.
Sense? You think electricity makes sense? It's just invisible fire running through copper veins. You don't see it, but it keeps everything alive. Until it doesn't.
What happens when it doesn't?
You get a blackout or a spark. Depends on how you look at it.
I don't know how to fix anything.
Man, you don't have to. You're just the lamp.
Then who's holding the wires?
That's the trick, isn't it? Maybe it's them. Maybe it's me. Hell, maybe it's you and you just don't know it yet.
I didn't ask for this.
Neither does a broken light bulb. But it burns out all the same.
What do we do now?
Now we wait to see if the power comes back on.
What if it doesn't come back on?
Then you get comfortable in the dark.
That's not an answer.
It's the only one I've got. When the power goes out, you don't always know why. Could be a downed line. Could be the fuse box. Could be something else.
Then fix it. You said it's all circuits and connections. You know how to fix things, don't you?
I used to. Worked on a washing machine once. Thing wouldn't drain. Took it apart, piece by piece. Wires, hoses, screws everywhere. And you know what I found inside?
No, what?
Nothing. Not a damn thing wrong with it. Sometimes things just stop working and there's no reason at all.
No, that's not how it works. There's always a reason.
Maybe, but it doesn't mean you'll like the reason.
They're getting closer.
Maybe they're just checking the wiring.
Stop talking in riddles. What do they want from me?
You ever see a circuit breaker trip?
What does that have to do with...
It doesn't break. It just stops the current for a while. Keeps everything from overheating. Keeps it safe.
You're saying I'm broken?
No, I'm saying something had to stop you before you burned yourself out.
What happens if I get off?
That's up to you. Maybe they fix you. Maybe they don't. Either way, you're not staying on this bus forever.
I don't know what's out there.
You never do. Not until you step out.
Only you can make this world seem right.
The Platters. Only you.
Good song. They don't make them like that anymore.
No, they don't. Songs like this, they stick to you. Like they know something you don't.
Guess that's why they last so long. Still here, floating around in the static.
You ever wonder why songs like this feel heavier? Like they're carrying something?
Carrying what?
Ghosts, memories, maybe even pieces of people.
Only you can make the darkness bright. You ever dance to a song like this?
Once, a long time ago.
Thought so. You've got the look of someone who's heard it play in a kitchen late at night. Maybe even with someone who mattered.
Funny thing about moments like that, they feel like they'll last forever, but they don't, do they?
Forever's a big word. Sometimes a moment's enough.
Only you.
Funny how some songs stick, huh?
Yeah, like old wiring in a house. You forget it's there, but it still carries the current. Still lights up the room when you need it.
Only you. The song followed me, haunting the cracks of the silence, its melody curling like smoke through the dark corners of my mind. A voice from somewhere else, somewhere I'd almost forgotten. I thought the road was endless, but even here, in the dim hum of this place, something familiar crawls back. The kitchen tiles under bare feet, the soft glow of a radio dial, hands swaying together, like they've known each other forever. Do songs remember the people? Who held them close? Do they carry whispers of lives tucked into their cords like secrets? This one feels heavy, like it knows what I've lost, what I'm still losing. The man on the bus said ghosts live in wires, but I think they live in notes. Every verse hums with a shadow of someone who was once whole, and now, as the world turns white and faces fade into static, I hold on to the hum of the song, its words blooming in the stillness. Only you. Was it always me, or was it them? The lights, the figures, the pieces of myself I left behind in every bite, every step, every note.
Do you think songs can remember?
Remember what?
Where they've been. Who's listened?
Would it matter if they could?
Isn't that what makes them last?
Do you think it's the song that lasts, or the person who hears it?
Isn't it both?
If a song plays and no one's listening, does it still mean anything?
If no one's listening, who's to say it's playing at all?
Is silence just another kind of music?
Can you hum silence?
Can you forget it?
How do you forget something you don't understand?
Do you need to understand it to feel it?
Isn't feeling the first step to understanding?
What happens if you never take the second step?
Do you think she took the second step?
Which step do you think she's on now?
Is she still walking?
Don't we all keep walking, even when we stop?
What happens when the road runs out?
Does the road ever really run out?
What if you're the one who stops and the road keeps going?
Then who's driving?
Is anyone driving?
Do you think she knew what was waiting for her out there?
Would it have changed anything if she did?
Would it change anything for you?
Isn't it too late for that?
Is it ever too late?
Don't you already know the answer?
Do you?
It reminds me of the boardwalk at dusk. The way the lights on the carousel blinked in and out, half of them burnt out, the music playing anyway like it didn't care it was broken. There was this booth that sold taffy. The smell of sugar mixed with salt air, sticky, warm. I'd stand there with my dad while he fished for loose change in his pocket and telling me, "This one's the last, okay?" It never was. It reminds me of the kitchen light at midnight, the one that always flickered before it turned on. I used to think it was trying to decide if we deserved its glow, me, barefoot in the dark, waiting for toast to pop up, the radio humming low in the corner. There was always a song playing, always something from before I was born. My mom used to say those songs were about promises, but all I heard was loss. She never danced to them, not even once. It reminds me of a phone call I never made, the kind where your hand hovers over the receiver. Because you don't know if you want to hear their voice or if you're afraid of what they'll say. I still don't know what I was afraid of. Maybe just the silence on the other end. This bus, this place, it feels like all those things all at once. Like the moment before the carousel music stops, before the light decides to die, before you press the numbers on the phone. Suspended, waiting. Do you think we ever stop waiting? Or is that just what we are? A collection of unfinished thoughts, half-spoken promises, and songs no one remembers the words to.
You know, the best part of my day used to be the end of my shift. It wasn't the quiet after the last passenger got off. No, that was always too heavy. It was the sunlight. Those first golden rays cutting through the windshield, slicing up the shadows as the bus rolled back to the depot. There's something about light at the end of a day when it's stretched thin and tired. It's softer, warmer, like it's seen too much but still wants to say goodbye. It doesn't shine. It lingers, like it knows it won't be here long. And wants you to notice. I'd park the bus, step down onto the concrete, and just stand there for a while. Let it hit my face, my hands, no one else around. Just me, the hum of the cooling engine, and the sky bleeding gold. Funny thing is, it always felt more like a beginning than an end. Like the sun was telling me, "Hey, you made it. Now go do something with it." But I never did. I'd just walk home, close the curtains, and wait for the next shift. Do you think sunlight knows it's running out of time? Or do you think it just keeps shining until there's nothing left? Yeah, maybe. Or maybe it cares too much. And that's why it keeps coming back. You have been listening to episode 186, The Lights Out There. And then there was the light, the fleeting, fragile light, a flicker at the edge of a memory. A dying sun at the end of a long shift. Ah, yes, the light. So stubborn, so fleeting. and yet it lingers in the cracks, doesn't it? It reminds us that even in the moments we feel most lost, there's a glow waiting for us. Not to save us, no. Salvation is a luxury for another story, but to guide us. Just far enough to see what lies ahead and no farther. The Stop Go Stop podcast is produced by John Wanzel. From Chicago to your ears, thank you for listening.